The marathon was restored to its ancient birthplace today at the Olympic Games, but today it was women running the race. Mizuki Noguchi, a tiny runner from Japan, won the gold medal. The silver went to Kenya's Catherine Dereba, and U.S. runner Dina Castor made a late burst and grabbed the bronze. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli has this report from Athens.
At sundown, the U-shaped marble Panathenaic Stadium in Athens was half full. But the atmosphere was euphoric as Noguchi entered the stadium for the last lap. She covered the 26.2-mile marathon route in 2 hours, 26 minutes, and 20 seconds. Japanese fans erupted, waving their national flags. Shigesaburo Okumura from Tokyo was one of them.
As a compatriot, I'm very proud of her. As I believe she could win, and I'm so happy to see Yeah,
12 seconds behind Noguchi, Catherine Dereba took the silver, reversing the order of last year's World Championships, where the Kenyan won and Noguchi was second. Dereba crossed the finish line and fell to her knees. Castor came in at 2 hours, 27 minutes and 50 seconds to place third and gave the U.S. its first marathon medal in 20 years. Today's race was run on the original ancient course. Legend has it that in 490 BC, the soldier Pheidippides carried the news to Athens that the Greeks had defeated the Persians in the Battle of Marathon. He is said to have then died on the spot. Eileen Sussex and her husband had come to the stadium today to cheer world record holder Paula Radcliffe to victory.
Well, we have a very good British competitor for a change. I hope she doesn't die, though, when she gets here.
Radcliffe had been the favorite. She led the field for a great part of the race, and the crowd in the stadium, mostly British, eager to wave their Union Jacks, closely followed the entire event on a giant screen. Then, suddenly, her face contorted in agony, Radcliffe stopped, started again, and then quit the race 3.5 miles from the finish. The crowd was stunned as they watched Radcliffe crumble to the ground, sobbing uncontrollably. The race had started in the early evening in the town of Marathon, with temperatures running at 95 degrees. It was the first time women ran over the ancient, original course. The symbolism of today's race was felt in particular by Greeks who were celebrating the return of the Olympic Games to their ancient homeland. And the marathon was invented precisely for the first modern Olympics held here in Athens in 1896. That first long-distance race was won by a Greek farmer, Spiros Louis. Mary Iliathi explains how the name of that first marathon gold medalist has become a part of the Greek language. There's a saying, she says, he runs like Lewis, or he became Lewis. His name is synonymous with speed. Even though there was no Greek winner this time, today's marathon was a key event for the host nation. And the mood in the stadium this evening was quintessentially Greek as the crowd swayed, clapped their hands, and many even danced to the notes of Zorba. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.